Judges 16:16. And it came to pass, when she pressed him daily with her words, and urged him, so that his soul was vexed unto death. We'll stop there, but we'll continue in a moment. On a daily basis, you're faced with temptations. You're faced with problems, opposition, negativity, attacks from the devil. And it builds up. It's not just something that happens overnight. The attacks get stronger. The opposition becomes bolder. And one day you give in. I don't know what it is. I don't know what you're going through. But I do know that there's a lot of people writing in at the moment that are going through so much. And if you're a brother and sister in the Lord who's not going through much, pray for all the brothers and sisters who are. For the devil is out there as a roaring lion, attacking people left and right. We are at war with spiritual entities, as Ephesians 6:12 tells us, principalities that are out there studying you, that are out there analyzing you, and they will come at you with whatever weakness you show them. In the case of Samson, Samson's story is a sad one, and this is why I'm coming to you today. It was a sad one because Samson was so blessed by God, and here was this woman, Delilah, and she pressed him daily with her words and urged him so that his soul was vexed unto death. Is Satan whispering in your ear? Has Satan got a hold of you? And via lust, has you at the brink of giving in? Via attacks on your health. Via attacks by your spouse, by your children, by your job. Has you at the point of giving in? In the case of Samson, his soul was vexed unto death, that he told her all his heart, and said unto her, there has not come a razor upon mine head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. Do not trust Satan. Do not trust his whispers. Do not trust anything he's telling you, because it's a lie. As Delilah found out the secret of the weakness to Samson, she sold him out. The saddest part about the entire equation was the fact that something happened, and that was at verse 20. And she said, the Philistine be upon thee, Samson. And he woke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as other times before, and shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. There are many of you who still have not gotten it. I read this verse and I get chills. For I think at some point in time, many of us have experienced this. I know I have. That Satan lulls you to sleep. Puts you to sleep with words, puts you to sleep with temptation, puts you to sleep with opposition, and you start compromising, and you start further and further as the days continue to pass to distance yourself from God. A little less prayer, a little less fasting, a little less devotion with God. And in the case of Samson, he woke up out of his sleep, and he didn't even notice that the Lord was departed from him. That's sad, man. We can get up on the microphone and preach, sound good, read a couple of verses, but if the power of God is not with you, what good is it? You can go to church every Sunday, or you can do the Sabbath as you want to do, and you just don't feel it anymore. You can say hallelujah, you can say glory to God, amen, But something's wrong. Something was wrong with Samson. The Lord was departed from him, and he didn't even know it. My brothers and my sisters in the Lord, this may not apply to all of you today. As I mentioned already, if it doesn't, please pray for those brothers and sisters that are going through so many weaknesses. But if you're finding yourself today being convicted by the Holy Spirit of God, realizing and recognizing that Satan could at this very moment have you asleep, or maybe you've woken up like Samson and you think that you're on fire for God, but the Lord has departed because of your compromises, let's pray. Joel 2:13, let's read this as we pray. And rend your heart and not your garments. And turn to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. In the name of Jesus. I don't know in what condition you've come to watch this video in. I don't know what battles you're facing. But regardless of where you are in your life right now, God is calling you back home. God does not deal with you like man deals with you. God does not deal with you like your local preacher deals with you. God does not deal with you like your family members deal with you. God has just stated in Joel 2:13 that he wants you to rend your heart. Enough of rendering your garments, enough of the outward affection and the outward experience and show. Trying to be a little extra for people to see. No. God wants to deal with our hearts in Jesus' name. Rend our hearts, Lord. Rend our hearts, Lord. Inspect the hearts of ours, Lord. Convict us in the name of Jesus, for you know that we need it, Lord. Lamentations 3:40, let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. There are people that will tell you that it's impossible for you to turn away from the Lord, yet we see exhortation after exhortation after exhortation of God telling you to turn back. I don't know where you are. I'll repeat that again. I don't know where you are right now spiritually, but God knows. But God knows. 2 Chronicles 15:4. But when they did in their trouble, did turn unto the Lord God of Israel, and sought him, and he was found of them. Heavenly Father, we need you. We need you. I need you. Only you know. Only you know how much we need you. Even those closest to us don't know. But there's nothing that we can hide from you. We need you. Jesus, we need you. Now more than ever, we need you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Right there where you're at, pray. Call upon him in the name of Jesus. It's never too late, folks. In the name of Jesus. Your problems don't surprise him. Your anxiety does not trouble him. It may trouble you, but allow him into your life. Allow him into your life. Once again, in the name of Jesus. We love you, Heavenly Father. And we thank you for the strength that you give us every day, for every day is a battle. But we thank you for your mercy, and we thank you for your grace, and we thank you for giving us a chance. Amen. I love you, family. I care for you, family. And my heart breaks for the many brothers and sisters in the Lord that are going through so much out there. That's why I said, if you're not going through it, don't get cocky, don't get judgmental, and don't get too overconfident, for the devil is studying you too. Stay in prayer, stay fasting, and stay ready. If you stay ready, you ain't gotta get ready. In the name of Jesus, right? So I love you, family. Thank you for watching another video. All right. Thank you. God bless.